Our top story this week has been the conflict and controversy on campus, and that continues this morning as UNC has erected a tall fence blocking Polk Place, where anti-war demonstrators camped out for 4 days. The building housing the campus-wide social justice group remains indefinitely closed. UNC officials say that's a safety measure, but campus-wide organizers say it's retaliation for their support of the demonstrators. I've got a few more details now about the 6 individuals who were arrested on Tuesday. 36 detained, the others were just cited. NNO reports 2 of the 6 arrestees are charged with physically assaulting police officers. The other 4 just face charges of trespassing and resist, delay, and obstruct. And officials beyond the university are continuing to weigh in with their own thoughts about what happened on Tuesday, including Chapel Hill Mayor Jess Anderson, who spoke to us yesterday afternoon.
You know, it's been a really difficult week for our community. Campus protests are, of course, part and parcel of being in home to a world-class university and an engaged student body. But I think, you know, as a community, we value both upholding people's rights and keeping people safe. We do feel a collective responsibility for keeping our UNC students safe. And these are kind of the things I've been hearing. I have been hearing from a lot of people, and, you know, what I've been sharing with them and what I want listeners to know is that the town values and supports free speech and people's right to protest peacefully and lawfully, and we're also committed to keeping everyone safe. And by and large, I think we all agree that we want the violence to end. We want a return of the hostages. We want aid to Gaza and a plan for peace. And sadly, as world leaders work this out, tensions are likely to continue. And if that's the case, we want people to know that we're doing our best to navigate a really tough situation, and we'll keep an open line with the community. And if people need assistance or feel like they're having a hard time, you know, please do reach out. We have a lot of resources.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Jess Anderson speaking there. We do have a couple bits of positive news from UNC today, unrelated to all that. First, UNC Provost Chris Clemens has named Professor Jill Hamm as the interim dean of the School of Education, taking over for Fouad Abdelkhalik, who's heading to UMass Amherst later this summer. And big congratulations to the 73 incoming Tar Heels, who recently got named Morehead Cain Scholars for the coming year. That group includes 4 students from Orange County, Elise Chang, Tanvi Gar, and Emmeline Phillips of Chapel Hill High School, and Riley White of Orange High School. One from Chatham County as well, Chatham Charter School graduate Alfie Spillman, is also a Morehead Cain honoree. In Raleigh yesterday, the state Senate signed off on 2 high-profile bills yesterday, one that would set aside another $500 million for private school vouchers, and another that would require county sheriffs to cooperate with federal immigration authorities who want them to hold inmates suspected of being in the country illegally. Both bills passed on party lines. They head to the House now for final approval. While state lawmakers are looking to fund private schools, Orange County's 2 public school districts are seeking funds from county commissioners. The county board recently met with Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough school boards to hear their budget request for next year and to discuss a possible bond referendum that could provide additional funding for the schools as well. 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell has more.
Orange County is preparing to have a general obligation bond referendum on the ballot this fall, which is part of a broader $555 million plan the county commissioners embarked on after receiving a third-party study on school infrastructure needs. The entire plan will be supported by pay-go funding across a decade, capital investment plan finances, and the existing capital balances for the schools. But the bond for $300 million would represent the majority and would be sequenced across several years. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board Chair George Griffin took time during the joint April 25th meeting to thank the commissioners for exploring this bond option, describing it as, quote, going big on an investment into public schools.
We know money's tight, and we know it's tough times, and everybody knows also public education is under attack from all fronts, and, you know, in a sense, you're our last hope.
For this upcoming fiscal year, the Orange County Schools District financial team shared their requests first. They are asking for more than $1.9 million for continuation expenses, including projections to meet salary, utility, and fuel cost increases. The district is also requesting $3.1 million for expansion efforts, saying they hope to increase pay for classified staff. The expansion request would also improve funding to allow for each Orange County School's student to take a field trip, which school board chair Ann Purcell said they are weighing heavily for student engagement and experiences.
We have some schools that take several field trips a year, and we have some schools that take no field trips a year. And we are looking at the equity in that and making sure that all of our students have the opportunity to enjoy a field trip.
CHCCS leaders, meanwhile, said the district is 97% staffed coming into these budget discussions, which is much better than prior years. But part of that is due to spending from the district's fund balance to compensate employees, something that Chief Financial Officer Jonathan Scott said turned into a, quote, disturbing trend this winter.
We very quickly realized that we were in a deficit spending situation, and extrapolating that out over the course of the remainder of the year, we're expecting a $2.5 million loss.
To help immediately shore up spending, CHCCS cut all out-of-state travel, implemented a hiring freeze at the central office, and talked with school groups to eliminate positions based on attrition and reorganization of roles. Scott said those steps are already set to prevent some of that deficit spending, but not all of it. In order to help recoup that funding and prevent having an imbalanced budget, CHCCS is requesting $6.1 million for its continuation of operations, which combines that gap with expected salary and supplement increases. Scott said none of those changes are finalized yet, and that amount of continuation funding from the county would allow all those condensed positions to be reinstated.
Again, this was designed as a corrective action plan. It's not to say that if we don't get the funding that we need, that this will be the final result of where the board goes. But at this point, it was designed by the administration to really kind of stop the bleeding.
Griffin added that the district is proud of its variety and quality of programs it's able to offer to students and families. But he described this budget cycle as a tipping point for the district and, based on costs and availability of funding, acknowledged some things will likely have to change.
Really trying to get our general public to understand that it's not anybody's fault, but it's realistic that the way things are headed now, we're going to have to be not only belt tightening, but we're going to have to reduce some programming and some staffing.
The Orange County Board of Commissioners is set to hold several budget work sessions in May to discuss how the school district's funding requests fit in with the rest of the county's fiscal year. Elected officials are slated to meet on the 14th, 16th, 23rd, 28th, and 30th of May to begin parsing out the budget details before voting on a final budget in mid-June. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
And speaking of schools, a new annual report from the National Education Association finds North Carolina ranks 38th in the nation when it comes to both average teacher salaries and public education spending per student. That's up one spot from last year for spending per student, but down two spots for teacher pay. It is 6:20 and time for sports, brought to you this hour by Almaz Jewelers. The NCAA tournament begins today for the Tar Heel men's and women's tennis teams. On the women's side, UNC is the number 4 overall seed, hosting regional action today and tomorrow at the Tuning Tennis Center. First up, Wisconsin will face William and Mary at 3 o'clock today, then UNC will take on Navy at 6. The winners will meet tomorrow for a spot in the round of 16, Carolina trying to defend last year's national championship. Meanwhile, the Tar Heel men are in Knoxville for their regional, facing Memphis at 10 a.m. If they win, they'll meet either Tennessee or East Tennessee State tomorrow. UNC tennis is in action, but not many other teams are. Tar Heel baseball, for instance, has the weekend off for their annual exam break. For now, UNC sits in first place in the ACC Coastal Division, no small feat in a league with 6 teams in the national top 15. Here's head coach Scott Forbes on the quality of the ACC.
At the beginning of the year, I thought that it would come down to the last weekend as far as hosting national seeds, winning your division, winning the overall. I mean, it's just how tough it is. I literally think that'll happen, because if you don't play well this year, you look at Notre Dame, okay? They came in here and everybody probably thought, oh, they're just no good. Well, last week, if I'm correct, they scored a million runs against BC. Mm-hmm. Then they scored a ton of runs again against Wake and won 2 out of 3, I believe.
Yes.
Okay, so
yeah.
So like, they're good. We played really well. You know, I didn't even know it at the time. Like, man, did we play that well? Looking back on it, we played really well from the beginning on Friday till the end on Sunday. And anybody, You know, even the teams that may be, quote, at the bottom, if you don't play, you're going to lose. And, you know, Virginia had their hands full at BC. So that's just the way it's going to be until that very last weekend on into the ACC tournament.
And Scott Forbes there. UNC baseball is off this weekend, but the Durham Bulls are playing. They beat Gwinnett 8-5 last night in game 3 of a 6-game road series. Bulls are up 2-1 in that series now. Tonight's game starts at 7. Meanwhile, in basketball, CBS reports UNC forward Jalen Withers will take his COVID year and come back for one more season at Carolina. He averaged a little over 4 points a game off the bench last year. Key stat, though, he finished third on the team with 18 blocks. Finally, big congratulations to Tar Heel women's golf star Megan Stryker, who earned all ACC honors yesterday. She and the Tar Heels will compete in the NCAA regional next week at Auburn.